over this RFP, and they're successful bidding for it, and we are as well. So, Ty and Ann.
So essentially what the function of this ordinance is it's the precursor to the actual award, which purchasing will bring forward in the middle of August. The RFP had been conducted and the process played out with the selection of a contractor who I'm authorized to say is Star Oil, which is a Portland firm who gets their product from the refinery that is run by Sequential Biofuels in Salem. And Salem gets their feedstock from Madison Farms in Echo, Oregon. And Commissioner Leonard pretty much laid out the rationale for getting here. You might remember that in the discussions around the renewable fuel standard or the mandate where we require that all diesel sold in the city contain 5% biodiesel, we adjusted late last summer the ordinance to require that the people in the city purchase canola or the various genera that feedstock comes from first before they buy other kinds of feedstocks that may come from the Midwest or from wherever else feedstocks can be found. And so what the effect of this ordinance ultimately is to have the city practicing what it is expecting the rest of the city to do when buying biofuels. So I'm happy to answer any questions, but...
Questions? Thank you. Is anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
It's an emergency vote. Please call the vote.
Adams?
Well, I'm very happy to support the commissioner in charge of canola's efforts to move us towards a higher density of biodiesel as oversight over a bureau that uses a lot of biodiesel right now. The Office of Transportation, I look forward to benefiting from your leadership on this. I think it's absolutely fantastic, and I especially like the fact that you've gone to the extra efforts of making it a Buy Oregon effort, and you've gone out personally to talk to folks, which I think is just the exclamation point at the end of this very good work. So thank you for your leadership. Aye.
Leonard?
Well, it may be generically called work, but I've never had more fun on anything I've ever worked on. This has been an absolute positive thing for our office and anybody that we've worked with, including having the opportunity to introduce Willie Nelson at a biodiesel event 2 weeks ago, which was the high point of my political career. So thank you, Ty and Ann, for your work on this and everybody else in the city that's working, particularly in Dan's office, the Office of Sustainability. They have been fantastic partners with us. We wouldn't be here without their great efforts. So thank you. Aye.
Saltzman?
This is great work, and I look forward to our fleets consuming more biodiesel August 15th or sooner. Aye.
Stan.
Well, I agree. I want to thank Commissioner Leonard and the team. This is a big step forward. I think it's, you know, we've probably are past the point where people have to start turning our politics into action on this issue. And I think it actually is not just an environmental piece. I think it's a hedge against what I consider to be the inevitability of having a hard time getting fuel stocks and other things, whether that's 10 years from now or 20 or whatever, it's coming. And I think this is terrific. When we were debating what I was very supportive of but was unsure would work, your biodiesel ordinance about a year ago, a little more than that, about the only thing that came to my attention that was a problem with beginning to mandate biodiesel, in addition to the view of some of the folks who were affected by it, was that potentially the shortage of ways to get biodiesel out of, other than things that were equally problematic, like knocking down rainforests in Indonesia. And I got myself into this conversation. I didn't know where to go. And I think you've come with the most sensible and I think environmentally solid answer, which is let's grow it in Oregon. And I think it's just terrific. I have it's not work. I get to serve on the League of City Board on behalf of this council. And this effort is resonating throughout Oregon, and people get it. So great work, and it's a pleasure to vote aye.
Potter.
Each year, Oregon exports about $4 billion cash to the petroleum-producing countries. I think that it's important that we reinvest our money in Oregon, and I think this is a tremendous step. I appreciate the leadership of both of the commissioners on this, Randy and Dan, in terms of moving this forward. I think it's, in 20 years, this will just sort of be a standard practice, I believe. But right now, this is helping jumpstart and create the demand by providing the supply. And I think that this is, we will see good things come from this in the future, and that it will help our relationship with the rest of the state. When I visit mayors at conferences, they talk about this as one of the examples of a new relationship with the city of Portland, and they really, really do appreciate it. So I strongly support it. Vote aye.
Thank you.
Please read item 917.
Authorize an intergovernmental agreement with the Oregon Department of Agriculture to inspect, audit, and audit biodiesel producers, bulk facility operators, and marketers as regulated by the City Renewable Fuel Standard.
Commissioner Leonard.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. This ordinance is related, but not directly so, to the prior one. The 5% mandate of biofuel in all diesel sold in Portland needs to be tested for enforcement purposes, and we had an option to either create a internal city function that did that, or contract with the Oregon State Department of Agriculture that does that anyway. And given their statewide efforts, although different than ours, they have the capacity, the training, and the technology to do that for us much, much cheaper than we can do it for ourselves. This ordinance authorizes us to enter into that intergovernmental agreement with them to have them do that on our behalf. Anne, did you want to add or Ty add anything to that?
Well, two things. One is, you might want to know why it would come now as opposed to at some more with more foresight. The passage of House Bill 2210, which is the state of Oregon's biodiesel, biofuels mandate, gave the created the synergy between what we're doing with our mandate and what the state's doing with their mandate. So their people will be around the state inspecting and auditing biodiesel products already. And so that paved the way for us to not have to reinvent the wheel to do it, because it's very important that with the beginning of our mandate going into effect here on August 15th, that we create a level playing field for all the people that are out there expected to be serving biodiesel at their filling stations and at their distributorships throughout the city, so that people aren't capitalizing on a non-enforcement situation. So this is going to begin, as I understand it, and Ann could go into more detail, but with a fairly intense level of enforcement, with as many as 3 visits to the various retail outlets throughout the city to make sure that they are meeting the requirements of the mandate that was passed by the council. So the second thing is, there is a replacement ordinance that is coming at the request of the Office of Management and Finance that handles the distribution of the funds in a way that they felt was cleaner. The original ordinance would have had it distributed to the Bureau of Development Services in the fall bump, but also promised the state of Oregon that we would be paying for it. And so they felt that it was cleaner to distribute the money immediately so that the state of Oregon has no doubt about their ability to receive the funds from the city. So if you have any questions, Ann or I are happy to answer them.
So I would move the substitute ordinance.
Second.
This is now coming out of general fund contingency?
Yes, that's what the ordinance says, although.
Is it possible to take it out of that the $1.2 million we have set aside for sustainable industries, so that it would?
Well, we could. I heard that was an interest you had last evening. I thought about it, and if it's the will of the council, I'm willing to do that. I just would make the point that the monies that we allocated from that same fund last year are going to real economic development projects in this industry, in the solar industry, not so much for research and development, but actually creating the synergy to create jobs. So for an example, we awarded money to Madison Farms last year to purchase the crushers they need to crush the seeds into oil. Well, now we're buying that stuff from them. We awarded 200,000 to Sequential Fuels for the purposes of locating a Sequential Fuel retail outlet here in Portland. So we're working closely with them identifying sites. So again, I understand the question, and if it was the will of council, I would agree with that. But these are we're creating, I think, jobs and economic development with that money. So my preference would be not to, but I'm open to it.
Well, perhaps we could take it out of that fund, but look at that as a way to look at either the fall or winter bump to put some of that money back in.
Okay.
If there's additional funds.
Okay.
I just am concerned that we have a significant amount in the contingency that could cover anything that were to occur.
Okay.
So that's my only concern.
Okay.
I think it's a great use of money.
Well, that sounds reasonable. Then we would be able to see how we were doing financially and come back. And okay.
Yeah, I would also prefer that approach. It's less about taking it out of the biofuels money, and it is more about, you know, we did take the contingency down to a pretty low level in finishing up the 07-08 budget, and I believe we all agreed that our first priority was to replenish that contingency by, I think, about $1.8 million.
Okay.
So I'd rather look at this then in that context of restoring $1.8 million first and then looking at other requests.
Hey, I had to try.
I know you had to try.
Yeah, I'll agree to that.
So is there a substantive?
Would you vote on the amendment?
Yeah, well, without objection, if I could change the language of my substitute to say that the dollars come out of the, what is the actual name of the fund?
It's the Sustainable Economic Development Initiative. Maybe the biofuels allocation of the Sustainable Development.
Right.
Sustainable Economic Development Initiative.
Okay. That language. So okay. The my substitute would be, if without objection, be amended to.
And then if there could be a corollary to that, subject to confirmation with OMF as to.
The proper name.
That being the proper name.
Okay. Fine. So that's part of the substitute without objection.
Further discussion? Okay. Is anybody signed up to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
Is anybody here who wishes to testify on this matter? It's an emergency vote. Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Aye.
Zaltzman?
Good work.
Aye.
Spin?
Aye.
Potter?
I do think this will save Portland a lot of money in the future, and I think it's a wise investment. All right. Please read item 918.
Authorize a $100,000 grant to the Oregon Convention, I'm sorry, to the Oregon Council for Hispanic Advancement for developing programs for Latino educational and workplace advancement.
Second reading, vote only. Please call a vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 919.
Recognize the offices of Mayor Potter, Commissioners Adams, Leonard, Saltzman, and Sten, and the auditor as Blue Works businesses for their leadership in waste reduction, recycling, and sustainable purchasing practices.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and members of the council. You've probably been hearing a lot about waste and recycling lately. We are finishing up the Portland Recycles Plan, a complete overhaul of the city's waste and recycling system. And an important part of that is working with businesses, including offices. That's because 3/4 of Portland's waste stream is generated by businesses, and 1/3 of that waste is paper that could be recycled. So this is where the Blue Works program enters. The Office of Sustainable Development provides free technical assistance from a recycling specialist who does an audit and makes recommendations on how to meet recycling goals. Businesses who do that are then Blue Works certified. Sometimes I go out and present these awards to businesses in the community, but today I'm proud to be introducing a resolution to have the Sustainable Development Office certify my office along with those of all of our offices too, my fellow council members. So I want to point out that recycling and waste reduction aren't just about preserving landfill space or even preserving natural resources. It's also about energy use, it's about global warming, and it's about creating jobs in our community. Every year, our region recycles more than $80 million worth of products each year, money that would be otherwise have going straight into the landfill. So recycling also generates six times as many jobs per ton as disposing of a ton of garbage, and those jobs are local jobs. The Blue Works Awards reflect our policy direction in terms of city operations, including the paper policy and the new sustainable government partnership. So today, the City Council offices and other City Hall offices join several other city bureaus and offices who have received the Blue Works Awards. To date, they include the Bureau of Environmental Services, Office of Purchases, Office of Revenue, Office of the Attorney, Office of Government Relations, and the Office of Printing and Distribution. So I'm very proud that the city can lead by example, and I want to thank the mayor and the commissioners and their staffs for sharing this challenge and taking a leadership step. So now I'd like to introduce Megan Stein, the team lead for the Blue Works program.
Thank you. And good morning, commissioners and Mayor Potter. I'd like to first extend an apology from Susan Anderson, who wishes she could have been here today. She's actually in Central Oregon helping other Oregon cities develop their own global warming action plans. Blue Works has been a program of the Office of Sustainable Development since 2004. And each year, our recycling specialists assist over 500 businesses in being more resource efficient. To date, we have 160 businesses being recognized through the Blue Works program. Businesses like Hot Lips Pizza, Bonneville Power Administration, David Evans and Associates, the Oregon Zoo, Prem Group, Whole Foods, YOLO Color House, and CH2M Hill. Our list is growing quickly. Last quarter, we received 47 applications to be part of this recognition program. And I think that this is such a wonderful opportunity for us because it not only provides the city a chance to offer assistance to businesses, but it also gives us a chance to collaborate with motivated businesses to find innovative solutions. With me here today is Pete Chisholm, who provides assistance to businesses and city facilities. He'll be presenting your awards.
Thanks, Megan. In November of last year, Stacy Foreman and Jeff Bauer actually had gave a report about the paper policy and the numbers for the city employees actually consuming more paper went up. And at that time, Commissioner Adams set me aside and said, well, why don't we put in the City Hall, start a program where we put single-sided paper collection and start reducing the amount of paper that's only printed on one side. And we implemented that program then, and following that, Commissioner Saltzman also said, well, why don't we get all the commissioners and the mayor Blue Works certified? And it's something that wasn't a challenge for any of your offices as you were practicing in the sustainability.
When you say we're going to be certified, can you be more specific?
So the Blue Works certification, thank you, Commissioner Leonard. The Blue Works certification looks at your recycling practices. It looks at your waste prevention, such as using reusable mugs and printing on both sides of a paper. It also looks at something that goes beyond recycling. And as earlier in the meeting, you were discussing using use of biofuels in our fleets and sustainable government. Those are things that go beyond recycling. And it also looks at the products that you buy and the recycled content that is in your products that you purchase. So I would like to take a moment to thank a number of employees that work in your offices that met up with me to go through the certification. And those are Amy True, Lynn Martin, Shoshana Oppenheim, Alexa Pangeli, Maria Lynn Lim, Angie Harris, Brandon Mazur, Jane Prideau, Sarah Petrosine, and Natalie Kuhn. So I would like to thank them for taking the time and also want to thank you for providing not only the leadership in our community for these large items like using biofuels, but also walking the talk in your own offices and reducing the amount of paper you use and trying to take every small step to make a difference, because every small step does count. So with that, I have a little something to say about each one of your offices as well. And please be, this is not a competitive thing, so be nice to each other. So Commissioner Saltzman, thanks for initiating this process. Commissioner Saltzman's office uses the largest amount of 100% recycled content, and they implemented and support the reusable mug and bag effort. Commissioner Adams' office, like I mentioned before, initiated the single-sided box collection. Thank you. They also have a formalized paper reuse and junk mail reduction process. So you're actually sending single-sided paper to P&D, and they're sending you notepads.
They do use the most paper over there, don't they?
Press releases alone have.
I'm going to have to plead the fifth on that one.
Yeah.
Commissioner Sten's office, all printers and copiers are set to double side, and a high number of employees actually reported taking public transportation or not driving vehicles, and I actually sat next to you on the bus one morning, and I was happy to see a commissioner in the bus. It was nice.
He has a kid, he can't afford a car.
That's yeah. Again, no comment. Commissioner Leonard uses the lowest sheets per employee of paper, which he did mention during the meeting in November, which is a very good thing to be.
That's not considered an indication of work, is it?
is that him or his office?
That's office staff. Yeah. I don't think we have records on actual printing of individuals.
He does a lot of blogs and emails.
I'm sure. It's electronic communication.
I know.
He uses an Etch-a-Sketch. Very, very green.
I think we would count that toward Etch-a-Sketch as waste prevention.
Thank you.
And Mayor Potter's office used the largest percentage of 100% recycled content. So, and you also have an established area for reuse of packaging. So these all activities are things that we expect the BlueWorks businesses. You've gone above and beyond. And what is it okay if I approach to present these to you?
Commissioner Adams is phobic about that. So
yeah, can we frisk Tim security?
So Megan and I will deliver these awards to you.
We always knew that Commissioner Leonard was certified, but he's never had a plaque before. Oh, wow, look at that.
And these awards are made by a company that used to be in Portland, and now they're in Mosier. They're called Resource Revival. They're made out of reused bicycle parts.
Oh, cool. Can I use it on my bicycle? Don't throw it at anybody. Oh, that's nice. Beautiful. That is very nice.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks. Good work. Thanks for all your work.
Thank you very much. That's very cool.
Dan's been unable to sleep.
Thanks, Megan.
That's very cool.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Iron Man Frisbee.
Yeah. Oh, and could we, is there enough time to get a picture of you all with your awards?
I don't like pictures, but okay.
Well,
oh my God.
It's okay to say no.
And accustomed as he is.
Yeah.
I thought I would say that before anyone else.
You don't like group pictures?
Yeah, you just don't want to stand. You don't want to stand between Sam and a camera. You get trampled.
All right. I'm going to stand in the back.
Yeah, all right.
We go for a promotion.
Your official picture?
Mary's the picture taker.
Yeah. Or Scott won. Scott's going to edit it and do something bad with it.
That we'll see.
He is now.
I don't need to get in.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Is there anybody signed up to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
Okay, it's resolution. Please call the vote.
Adams?
Thanks for all your great work and appreciate your presentation and beautiful award. Thank you. And I'd like to thank Maria, Alexa, and Shoshana in my office for doing the legwork on making us compliant with the Blue Works certification. Aye.
Leonard?
Well, thank you. This is a lot of fun. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, I think this will be very helpful for us to approach other businesses and other offices, particularly in the city, to get their Blue Works certification. And I just wanted to thank Amy True and Lynn Martin in my office for taking the initiative to consider getting Blue Works certified and then approaching the other council offices and getting them all on board, too. I should note that Amy doesn't let me leave the office when I go to pick something up for lunch now without reminding me there's a reusable bag to take along. So she's very diligent. So I'm pleased to do this.
Stan.
I want to thank Commissioner Saltzman and Office of Sustainable Development. You guys are relentless, and as well as do it in good spirit. It's terrific. And I would say from a similar effort, I've had a chance to help give out the best awards for a few years with Commissioner Saltzman. And the observation I'd make is that businesses and individuals, just like we did today, really like to get recognized. And so I think these kind of things, they're very simple. They're not all that expensive. But if it gives an opportunity for business to show that they're trying to do it for whoever the person is inside that business who wants to push a little harder to maybe push their colleagues. And so I just think these kind of programs seem very simple, but actually really resonate a lot. So good work. And it's a pleasure to vote aye.
Potter.
I want to thank Commissioner Saltzman and particularly the Office of Sustainable Development. Those folks are really creative, and it was good to hear that the reason that the director was not here is that she's over in Central Oregon helping other folks write sustainability plans for their communities. And this is really how the word spreads. But I think for us to stand up here or sit up here, we have to lead by example, and I think this is a good start. We've got some other things I think we can do in this city, but this is a great start. So thank you all. Vote aye. Please read item 920.
Lease certain space in Multnomah Center to 7 tenant groups from July 1, 2007 through June 30, 2008.
Commissioner Saltzman.
These are just straightforward lease renewals for the next fiscal year for the tenants of the Multnomah Art Center.
Questions from the commissioners? Is anyone signed to testify on this matter?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
Does anybody here wish to testify on this matter? It's a non-emergency and moves to a second reading. We're recessed until 2 p.m. today.
Yeah. I know. I am in the process of getting a reusable cup. Thanks for not.